This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host for today, Cheryl Snyder. We count on Capital City Fire and Rescue to come to our aid when we're in need of fire protection and ambulance service, but Santa also counts on the department for a ride when he's in town. Joining us now to talk about how you can see Santa when he comes to Juno is Meg Thorderson, a firefighter and EMT. Welcome to the program, Meg.
Here.
So give us a big overview of this event you have coming up this weekend.
This weekend, it will be Friday, December 17th. It will start at Glacier Valley School in the Valley, and we'll go down Stephen Richards and through the neighborhoods there and then end at Glacier Valley Baptist Church. It's a time-honored event, and Santa loves to get his ride with Capital City Fire Rescue and all of his elves.
And do you know what the history of this event is? How long has it been happening in Juno? Is it unique to Juno? Does this happen through other fire departments, through other places in the country?
It's been going on here for decades, and it is been going on all over. Several communities here in Alaska have it. One community has Santa actually deliver presence on the fire engine, so to the community. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, it's something that's done all over. It's a very festive event, very magical. It's lots of fun to see smiles on people's faces as we go by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine it's a highlight for the fire department every year to get to do this.
It is. Yeah, it's one of our biggest events that brings everybody together besides the 4th of July. It's the two big events that bring everybody together and their families.
Mm-hmm. So I understand this year there's some special COVID protocols in place. Do you want to share with us a little bit about what those are?
We're encouraging social distancing, and we're encouraging to try to stay in your own bubble still. I know restrictions have lifted quite a bit, but we just want to keep the community safe. Masks are encourage if you're around people that aren't normally in your bubble.
Okay.
So and just keep everyone safe.
Yeah, it's sort of the protocols that we've all gotten used to over the last year and a half or so. Yeah, great. And for people who want to find out the route and the time so they make sure they don't miss you, or they make sure they can be out on the street to wave hello, is there a place they can go to get that information?
They could check our Facebook page. It is the SFA Juno. We have a Facebook page, and then IAFF will also have their 4303 will have it posted on their page as well, I believe. So.
Okay, great. Thanks, Megan. Is there anything else you wanted to share about the event today?
Then Saturday we'll be downtown. We'll start at the tram at 6 o'clock, go through downtown, go to Cedar Park, and end over in South Douglas. And then also on Saturday at 4 o'clock, we will be going through Greening Park to catch those people there.
Okay. So sounds like Friday night is mostly out in the Valley. Saturday.
Valley.
Yep. And Saturday has Lemon Creek and downtown Juno, downtown Douglas.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's correct.
Perfect. Great. Well, Meg, thank you so much for taking some time to share with us about this really fun annual event. I live in downtown Douglas, and every year our whole street comes out. We've even had bonfires and special parties set up for that night to welcome you guys. So we look forward to seeing you again
this
weekend. Yeah, it's terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us today. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks. You too.